Well, second half of the school year, well, sort of, getting underway. I'm not sure what the dates and everything anymore. I don't even know, but I think it's kind of the second half of the year. We'll be getting underway, District 205, among others, and there's lots of construction going on at Galesburg High School. And joining us to talk more about what's happening here in District 205 is their superintendent, Dr. John Asplin. Dr. Asplin, good morning. How you doing today?
I'm great, thank you. Good morning to you, too.
Well, thanks for joining us here this morning. Okay, so the first hard-hitting question would be, do you have a favorite schoolhouse rock?
Actually, 3 is the magic number.
Oh, okay, really? That is a good one. I like that one.
Classic.
Yeah.
Really good. Yeah, there was a really good takeoff of that song back when I was in college, and I started listening to it. And I was like, oh, that's really good.
Yeah. And I don't know if there's actually a bad one. I think they're all pretty good. They all and you actually can learn something.
Oh, Mr. Paul in high school in our government class would ask us to do that preamble to the Constitution. We'd sing it in our head as we wrote it down for a test. So,
that, I mean, the Constitution test in eighth grade, that's how I did it. That's how I did it. Yeah. Yep. We the people, in order to form a more perfect. Yeah. Yeah. Yep. And we'll never forget it, will we?
Right. Oh, I've got it locked into my brain forever.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. All right. Well, Dr. John Asplin, Galesburg District 205 Superintendent, joining us here this morning. Crazy year that it's been, and it's going to be just as weird the rest of it, it seems like. Let's start off with as far as the kids. Well, when do we come back from the holiday break?
So we're in school now.
Oh, you are? Okay.
Yeah, but our second semester doesn't start until the 19th of January because we had a delayed start because of construction, and then it got a little bit more delayed because we did a little bit more planning for the remote learning. So our first semester is done January 15th.
You know, it's so crazy because now that you say that, I remember all that happening, but it just seems like it was so long ago.
It
completely left my mind. It's like, oh, yeah, it was a late start. But it still seems like you've been kind of going forever in the format you're in, though, doesn't it?
It absolutely does. We're all amazed when we looked at how many days we'd actually been in school when it was like 56. We're like, it seems like 156.
Right.
So busy this year. So, yeah, it's we're really close to the halfway point, though.
All right. So let's talk about what the format's going to be getting back. I know you tried to do some for some kids in real dire need to get them in-person learning. Is there going to be any more of that or an attempt at that coming up or a hybrid type situation?
Yeah. So what we're tentatively planning for is to bring we did a survey of the parents, and 57% of the students or the parents of the students responded back saying that they wanted their children to come back to school at least some of the time. So of the 57%, we split them into groups. And so, as a matter of fact, after my call here today, we have a meeting to try to finalize those groups. And so half of those people would then come on Monday and Tuesday, and then half of them would come on Thursday and Friday. So, you know, we're going to really hopefully ramp up how many students are going to be here pretty soon. But, you know, the plans will be in place. And then if we're able to do it because we have enough teachers available the infection rates here in Knox County are going back down, that's our hope then is to start that on Tuesday the 19th.
Well, and you mentioned the teachers. One of the hard things is if, you know, they are in person and willing to be there, and then if they do get sick, whatever it is, a cold or whatever, and for whatever reason can't be there, there's already a sore lack of substitute teachers, so that makes things kind of difficult also. So would that be a situation? I guess it would be on a case-by-case basis where you might have to go remote for a few days or a week with a class.
You're exactly right. So, you know, at the third grade level, if the third grade teacher can't come, we will, I'm pretty confident, we'll just tell the families, look, your child's going to have to stay home today, and we'll do it remotely. If it's the eighth grade English teacher at Churchill, well, we might make a different decision because maybe, you know, their other teachers are there. And so then we'll have to work through that situation as we go. But, you know, right now we have, I think, somewhere in the neighborhood of 15 staff members that are quarantined. So, you know, that's going to continue to be an issue for us because right now, as it stands on our sub list, I believe we have 8 people that are willing to sub this year. And, you know, we have 350 teachers. So, you know, we're going to run into subs really fast.
Yeah, absolutely. That man, that only eight subs. That's and it's understandable because you figure most of the subs are a little bit older and probably retired and in an age group that they would not want to be exposed, and that's kind of understandable.
I'm certainly not judging them. I mean, yeah. I don't blame people for saying this year they're not subbing. I mean, now maybe after people get vaccinated, you know, there'll be people more ready to come back. You know, who knows? But obviously that would help us in a lot of different ways if we could get vaccinated.
Dr. John Aspen, Galesburg District 205 Superintendent, joining us here this morning. Let's before we get into the construction, everything going on, let's talk a little bit about sports. It keeps getting put off. The IHSA, you know, kind of almost weekly, yeah, we're going to come out next week in statement. We're going to try to meet with the governor of the IDPH, and that keeps getting put off. I mean, it's almost looking at this point like it may be impossible, or basketball's not going to happen. So, I mean, what are you hearing at this point? Or, I mean, I there's nothing set in stone, obviously, at this point.
Yeah, I haven't heard anything more than you have. So yeah. I was talking to Eric Matthews on Sunday, and we were talking about this very subject. And, for instance, bowling is supposed to be done on February 1st.
Wow.
Well, we started. So, I mean, that's going to, you know, for those students, and we have some excellent bowlers, and one of them's a senior. You know, and she's looking to bowl in college, and so, you know, she's not even going to get her senior season in, and we feel terrible for her. And you know, that the lesser known sports are hitting, you know, getting hit with this just as much as all the others. So you know, that sport's looking like it's going to be canceled, although nothing's official yet. And then, you know, basketball's getting pushed back, and then we're all of a sudden all these sports are going to be ending up you know, theoretically all having to be played in April and May, and that's going to be an impossibility. So, you know, we're all kind of in the dark, the same as you are, Tom. We don't really know what's going on, and we're all similarly frustrated that the IHSA and the governor don't ever seem to meet.
Yeah, one other thing, like bowling in particular, it's like that would be a sport where, one, it'd be really easily to socially distance. Two, you're using your own ball and your own shoes. It's not like me walking to the alley trying to find a ball and renting the shoes. I mean, so that one, it doesn't. You know, why wouldn't they be doing that? But, you know, that was the governor and the IDPH's decision. That's one that's like, doesn't seem like there's any reason that they couldn't get at least that one in. I mean, you know, that's a whole lot different than wrestling.
Yeah, exactly. And I don't want to be a backseat driver on this, but we were really happy that in the fall they let us do cross country and things like that, because, you know, it made sense that we could do those things, and it worked out well. And so we thought, using that same logic, and you're using that exact sport, we thought, you know, bowling will probably happen just because of what we just talked about. But, you know, for whatever reason, that never was allowed to happen. And so here we are on January 5th, and, you know, the season's supposed to be over in 27 days, and that's going to be pretty tough to get anything in.
Well, maybe we'll be able to add curling in its place and do that outdoors at Lake Story. How about that?
There you go. Yeah, my brother lives in Minnesota. They do curling up there.
Do they really, high school-wise?
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. They've got clubs anyway. I don't know if it's a high school sport, but yeah, you know, there's a rink every block up there.
That's true. That is true. Dr. John Aspen, Galesburg District 205 Superintendent, joining us here this morning. Well, you sent me some really cool pictures yesterday. There's a construction going on at Galesburg High School. I don't know if it's a later start than you planned, but you know, once it got started, the demolition has gone pretty darn fast, it looks like.
It's amazing. Yeah, I wanted to send you those pictures because it's hard to just say in words. I thought, at least for your knowledge, you could see when I say they've really gotten a long way in a short amount of time, you could see that I meant it. You know, they've basically hollowed out the auditorium now. It's basically everything inside of it's gone. And, you know, if you went into the hallways too, like the high school office, so walking in the doors there on the south, if you turned right, you can go all the way to basically the other entrance, and it's completely open.
Like, oh, wow.
100 yards down there, just completely wide open. All the classrooms have basically been ripped out. I mean, it looks like a completely different place in just a month. Really, 3 weeks, they've gotten all that done.
Yeah, pretty amazing. I remember seeing, I think, Register Mail had a picture, one big hole they knocked in the wall of the upper part of the auditorium, and it's pretty amazing. So talk again about the plan. So the auditorium one, it's going to be a case where that's going to be a little bit smaller. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay.
So, right now, well, as of a month ago, the auditorium seated roughly 2,400 people. And when we get done with the new Performing Arts Center, it'll seat about 650. And then the back, where the back of the auditorium was, will be the new commons cafeteria for our new kitchen that's already done.
Okay. So, yeah, it's a kind of a big open area. So not unlike, I guess, in some ways, like with Knoxville, with their kind of area and the auditorium right off there.
Yeah, that's a good comparison. Yeah, it is kind of like that. Or it's almost like, over at Knox, the Lincoln Hall, Lincoln, that whole open area there. It kind of reminds me of that a little bit. Although this will be a lot more soaring ceiling. In some places, it'll be two stories tall. It's really going to be an impressive entrance to the high school.
Yeah, that is a pretty big, wide open space right now. That's pretty amazing. No,
it's really going to be fantastic when it's all done.
Well, I'm guessing one of the things you're looking forward to and haven't been able to use, but maybe getting some kids in those portable classrooms that you had to get set up, and they look, I mean, living out by there, they look natural now that they've been there long enough, but you're hoping to get some good use out of those.
Yeah, I mean, we've had teachers in there since the beginning of the school year, but yeah, it would be great to get some students in there, so hopefully here in January we'll be able to finally get those to be put to full use, and they're ready to go, so whenever we... although this last ice storm did create some issues where we're cleaning up some of the, there were some water problems inside a couple of the classrooms, but they're getting cleaned up. So, they're still going to be very much ready to go once second semester starts.
Well, the good news, Dr. Asplund, you're not the superintendent of Chicago Public Schools and have a whole however many thousand teachers that don't want to teach at all. At least you've got teachers that want to teach.
And then show up on a Instagram from, Puerto Rico or something?
Right, right.
Yeah, that didn't look good.
Not at all.
It's safe to go to school, but here I am in Puerto Rico.
Right, exactly. Dr. John Asplund, Galesburg District 205 Superintendent, joining us here this morning. John, anything else going on that we need to know about? I know that we covered the really big things, but is there any other things that maybe students or teachers or parents need to know about, or just people in the district?
We're going to try to communicate with parents as soon as possible about when your children would be coming back to school. But, we want to always repeat the message that can change on a moment's notice, depending on what's going on with the virus. And, we're still very much going to be planning to start with students here on January 19th. That doesn't necessarily mean it's going to happen. We're still at the mercy of a lot of things going on that we have no control over. So, but it is absolutely our goal to get folks in here. And I really want to be praiseworthy of the health department, who's really been great to work with and giving us guidance on what we should be doing and trying to understand when we're going to be in line for vaccinations, and we don't know yet. So, but they've been very transparent with us about that. And so I've really been impressed and pleased with the whole community being able to pull together to try to get us through this situation. And, I think it's almost more frustrating now, just because we can kind of see the light at the end of the tunnel and we just want to get there. And now everybody's kind of getting impatient to get vaccinated so that we can start to resume our lives again. And, we just have to keep holding on until we get to that point. So I'm really thankful for everybody's patience and understanding.
Absolutely. And you realize that it hasn't been easy on the parents or the teachers or anybody involved in this, you as well.
No, there's nothing about this that's been easy. And it's just, obviously if we could do it all again, it would, we would probably make some different decisions. But at the time and the moment that we made every decision we've made so far, we feel like we've done everything with the best of intentions and the best information in front of us. And, every school district around us has been doing the same thing. I guess I'm glad I only have 6 years left, because my odds of having to do this again are pretty low. Because I wouldn't wish this on anybody. I mean, it's so challenging to try to do something that nobody has a playbook for. It's really obviously one for the record books, and let's just hope it's over soon and we can all look back and be thankful that it's done.
Well, yeah, that's the thing. It was just thrust upon you. You had no planning. You're used to having everything planned out quite a while in front of it, and you didn't get an opportunity on this one. And hopefully...
Yeah, for people like us who are real big planners, this is very difficult. There is no playbook. We are creating it. So as I tell our people here all the time, well, just write it down so the next time there's a pandemic, people can look at our playbook. We wrote it.
Yeah, and that's what I was thinking. It's like, okay, well, the next time, but hopefully you're not ever going to have to use that playbook again. But who knows in this day and age, right?
Exactly. All right. Anymore, who knows? But we're moving forward. And we're moving along, and We're making the best of a pretty bad situation.
Absolutely. Dr. John Asplund, Galesburg District 205 Superintendent. John, always appreciate your time. Thanks so much, and we'll chat with you again soon. And of course, any information we'll get from you, of course, we'll keep parents updated as well as to kids getting back in class.
Well, I always appreciate the chance to come on here and make sure that we can talk about great things happening here in District 205, and I always appreciate it.